Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'm just out with my daughter Amy on a bit of a wander. We parked the cars in Matlock and we've just walked across the top of High Tor to Matlock Bath. Spent some time down there. Amy went on the arcade and made a pound's worth of two pence pieces last, well, for what's something like an hour on the amusements there. So we've just walked back up the hill now and we're on High Tor and we're wandering along Giddy Edge. Giddy Edge is just below the top of High Tor and there's a metal bar that you can hold on to stop yourself from falling down. And it's a huge drop. I'm not going to estimate how huge the drop is, because I always overestimate these things, but, well, no, I dare say it's around about maybe 100 metres vertical. And the only thing to stop you from, there's nothing to stop you from falling all the way down. My daughter's just gone around the corner. She's trying to shelter you from the wind. I think she's going to try and jump out at me or something like that. No, she's gone all the way to the end. We came across this way, actually. And she was really terrified at first. But she's made it now. She's hidden somewhere. This must be some, like... this must be hide and seek. So be prepared for her to jump out. Oh, no. She's standing right at the top now. Right at the top of High Tor. And as we get to the top now, we can see down to Matlock. The way we're going. And that's a view, isn't it, Amy?
Yep.
Whew. So if I look back now towards Matlock Bath, I can see the cable cars, the Heights of Abraham cable cars. And we've just been sitting down, just been sat down, watching the cable cars go backward and forward for around about 15-20 minutes and watching a couple of guys climbing up the limestone cliffs here. I remember I must have been around about 5 years old when I went on the cable cars last time and I've not been on them since. But I also do remember coming down here when I was younger and staring up at the guys climbing up and down the cliffs then, and also people in canoes going down the slalom course in the River Derwent. So I think this is one of like the first, when it comes to climbing, I think one of the first like wow moments was watching people climbing up High Tor. And I thought to myself, I would love to give that a go. And you know what? If I peer close to the edge and there is no rail here to stop me from going all the way off, that is one heck of a drop. And I'd have to feel thoroughly confident in my ropes to go anywhere near that. That is one big drop, isn't it, Amy? Don't actually go too close to the edge. She's peering over the edge. That is one big drop, isn't it, hey?
Yeah.
Whoa. So if we tied off a rope now, would you dare abseil down it?
I would.
Well, she wouldn't. She wouldn't. You wouldn't climb up it, but you'd abseil down it.
Yeah, because then you can't see the bottom.
I saw one guy doing it once, and he was abseiling forward. Like, he'd stand on the edge of the cliff there, and take the weight with the rope, and then just walk forward down it. So he's like, just... that is balls of steel. Right, let's wander off. But it's been a great day today. Father-daughter time. Have you had fun?
Yes.
Are you sick of the sight of me yet?
No.
No. We've been to the horses this morning and Amy's actually still wearing her horse riding clothes. I wonder what that smell of cow poo was. Not cow poo, horse poo. That's it, yeah. No, there's the cows in the field just next to us, actually. It's been a great day. One of those days where 1 minute you could quite happily wear shorts and t-shirt, then the next minute you need to reach for the raincoat. The clouds have been rolling in and out all day. But it's been good, it's been good. So we've just come off High Tor now, and we're wandering downhill along the Derwent Valley Heritage Way, actually. And Matlock has just opened out in front of us now. That is a good view. We actually sat down on the picnic benches here on the way up. It's just a really nice day to be out. You can see Ryber Castle off towards the south now. I remember going up there one night with my friends around about 8 years ago. We went up one night. Maybe it was around about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Should I really be saying this? Okay. And because the place used to be a zoo at one point. And then when the zoo went bust and the place was derelict for a while, and we just went up and just wandered around. It's a great looking castle, standing on the top of the hill, overlooking Matlock itself. But I think at the minute it's going to be fenced off because there's been some development going off, and I think they're building flats or luxury apartments, aka flats. So they're going to be rather pricey, I dare say. Another fact about Ryber Castle: it was used as one of the locations in the Shane Meadows film Dead Man's Shoes, and that was one of the reasons why we went up. Actually, we went up in the night to just have a wander around, and then after we'd seen that film, we went again to go to a place that, if you've seen that film, you'll know it as the Devil's House. And well, I won't spoil the film, but if you do watch Dead Man's Shoes by Shane Meadows, then you'll see the final shot in the film as the helicopter takes a panning shot across Matlock. It begins at the back of Ryber Castle. I'm rambling on now, but it is a great looking place. Okay, so we're going to wander down into Matlock and get back in the car. We've spent all our ice cream money, although we did have an ice cream before we set off. And Amy spent all the ice cream money in the amusements, in the arcade, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.